Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Good morning, Mr. Schaefer.
Wow, what a morning. It's not just David and Roger, it's Randy Rainwater. I don't know if he and I have ever been on together in the morning.
How about that?
Trey Shack.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Listen, all we got to do is get Emmy and we'll have the entire afternoon show on.
See, I love the fact that, Rick, they were talking a moment ago. Rod started off by saying, what a great interview you had yesterday.
I did not say that. I said, what a great show. I said, Sankey was on Schaefer's show.
He said on Schaefer's show. I thought it was a great interview you did yesterday
Randy?
Oh, my gosh. Randy has been doing this for 900 years, and I've just been his partner for a little of that. Gee.
You were complimentary of the, they said that it was more enjoyable than his 50-minute speech yesterday. He's more engaging in back and forth interviews than he is
in a one-on-one setting.
Yeah, 50-minute speech, it is what it is.
And for whatever reason, he likes Randy. Now, he might like a lot of people, but Randy's interviews with Sankey are always good because you hear his personality, and it's almost like he's enjoying that conversation. And you got to like people to have an interview like that. So for some reason, he and Randy have hit it off, and it's obvious in their interviews. It's really nice.
I was thinking this morning, though, guys.
No, go ahead, Randy.
Well, no, I was going to say I was disappointed that he didn't point out the fact that I didn't ask him about expansion, because I've only asked you about that for 20 years now.
Yeah.
Every time. Okay, great. What about expansion? I didn't ask that. I figured he'd get insulted because I didn't ask him. But anyway.
You know, I missed on the Cubs in 2008, but they did win in 2016. You missed on expansion for years, and then they finally expanded. So, you know, you got to give you credit. You hung in there on that. You know, I was thinking about the SEC media days. I'm wondering, my first year at Arkansas was the 1976 football season.
Right.
If you can believe that. That's a long time ago.
Yep.
I'm thinking at Southwest Conference media days.
Yep.
And the conference tour that they did at the time.
Yep.
And SEC media days. I wonder how many coaches have coached at the different schools since then. That was Coach Broyles last year as head football coach at Arkansas. Darryl Royal was still at Texas. Bear Bryant was still at Alabama. You know, you think of the great coaches that were there then, and how many coaches since then, and how many coaches today last at their schools like Coach Broyles, Darryl Royal, or Bear Bryant did. Vince Dooley at Georgia, it just doesn't happen anymore.
No, it's very, very rare. By the way, did you know this is the 50th anniversary, Rick, of Frank Broyles and Darryl Royal coaching their last game?
It was
against each other in Texas. How about that, Roger? Yeah, it's the last time.
I remember.
This is the 50th anniversary of that game, and it was. I did not know that it was the last game that both of them had coached.
Yep.
In college football, and they did it against each other.
I remember it well.
Yeah. Well, Coach Broyles knew that was going to be his last. 76 was going to be his last year, and started off well, 5-1-1. Then Ron Calcagni got hurt, and as much as we love Houston Nutt, he got put into that position to be the starting quarterback. And there were a couple of good offensive games, like SMU. Arkansas scored 31 points, but they lost. So Coach Broyles had already made up his mind he was going to leave. So he and Royal were best friends. They were tight as can be. So Broyles called Darryl Royal, I think the week, I don't know if it was the week they played or the week before that. And Darryl Royal said, Frank, you just need to know I'm hanging him up. Our game's my last game. And Coach Broyles says, you can't do that. He said, I'm retiring, and college football needs you. They need that. You need your integrity. So it turns out that they both had already made that decision.
Yeah, about that.
So Coach Broyles told Orville Henry. Orville Henry got leads usually on just about every big story. And so Arkansas, on a Thursday night, the football game was on a Saturday. They moved it to December, kind of like the 69 game, thinking it would be a big game. because, excuse me, both teams were really good in 75.
Right.
Tied for the conference championship. Arkansas went to the Cotton Bowl. So they moved the game again to December. Turned out it was, you know, Texas had a similar record. They had a, not a great year either. So on Thursday night before that game, Arkansas played basketball at Southwest Missouri State, dedicating their arena. Eddie Sutton, I guess, was buddies with somebody up there. So they went up there and dedicated their arena. Arkansas won by 1 point. Jim Counts hit a couple free throws at the end and won the game by a point. When we got back, because we bussed, you know, it's only 2 hours away. We bussed. We get back. It was online. AP had broken that Orville broke the story that this was going to be Coach Broyles' last game. And, you know, and I'm sitting there, Butch Henry, who was the sports information director, was advancing the game in Texas. Back then you did that. You'd go in advance, and you'd go to all the TV stations and talk about your team and about the game coming up, because you didn't have all the social media and stuff you have now. And so he was already in Austin. And so there I am, my first year, I'm assistant sports information director, and everybody's calling me at midnight. Is Coach Broyles retiring? Is Coach Broyles going? You know, it was, and so he did. That was an interesting story. So Saturday, of course, was their last game against each other. Texas won the game. There was, at one point, the clock malfunctioned. They lost about 5 minutes on the clock, and both coaches agreed, oh, that's okay, just go ahead and play without the 5 minutes. The other thing that happened in that game was Coach Broyles was aware of the rushing statistics in the Southwest Conference. And Ben Cowens had a chance to lead the league in rushing and become a 1,000-yard rusher. So late in the game, even though the Hogs were trailing by maybe a couple touchdowns, he kept giving the ball to Ben Cowens. And Cowens ended up leading the SWC in rushing because of that.
Didn't know that.
The kind of coach Coach Broyles was. He wanted that for his individual player. And Cowens ended up rushing for over 1,000 yards 3 times, and he wouldn't have done it if Coach hadn't kept giving him the ball that night. So there's a lot of stuff about the last game. How's that?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, I don't even know if I told Roger that. That part of that was obviously there's a, you know, for Touchdown Club, I was looking at interesting connections there. And but first, let's bring in our man Justin Moore. JM, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you.
J.M.
We got Double R here, Justin.
Yes, sir.
We got Trey Shatt.
I want to sound like Justin Moore. I'm going to start singing like Justin Moore.
Good Lord.
Sing like Justin Moore. He's too good.
Think about this, Roger. You're right, Justin, that we have never had – we have just merged the two shows, the bookend shows on the station.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever done this before where we've had Double R and Rick. Of course, Rick's every Tuesday, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, by the way, so we appreciate them. The other thing, Justin, I don't know if you saw it, and I don't know if you're familiar with this name, but we're going to let Rick give us his thoughts on the great Jim Lindsay, who passed away yesterday at age 81. And, Justin, from my perspective as a younger Razorback, I got up there, and I'd heard about this former player named Jim Lindsay, and I just remember he was a businessman. He'd been in the NFL, really good guy. He made good investments, and, you know, now, obviously, over the last 30, 40 years, Lindsay, you know, properties and all the apartment complexes and golf tournaments. But now what we're hearing more and more, Rick, and I was going to let you share this, is the kind of person he was and the kind of giver he was. And besides being a team captain on the national championship team, he was just the greatest person off the field as he was on.
Well, he was a very generous human being, and he loved Coach Broyles. There were, when Jim got his bonus for the Minnesota Vikings, and I think I told a little of this on Drive Time, excuse me, yesterday, that was back during the AFL-NFL war. So these guys were getting more money than they'd been used to because they were fighting, the leagues were fighting each other for players. So Jim got a nice bonus from the Vikings to sign with them. And there was an attorney at the time named E.J. Ball, and he later was president of the Razorback Foundation and very instrumental in a lot of the finances in the athletic department and Coach Broyles personally. And so between E.J. Ball and Coach Broyles, they both told him, Northwest Arkansas is going to grow. And so invest in land, because at some point there ain't going to be any land. Buy land. At that time, and I can remember this distinctly when I told you when I came to Fayetteville, it's been a long time ago, there was a distinct gap between Fayetteville and Springdale. And they were big rivals in football and kind of in towns and who did the best. And Springdale was the poultry center, and University of Arkansas was in Fayetteville. And they probably both looked down at each other, except for the Razorbacks. But there was you could drive 2 or 3 miles between Fayetteville and Springdale on what is now Business 71, and there wasn't anything.
Right.
So Jim Lindsay bought this huge plot of land between just on the edge of Fayetteville, right before you get to Springdale, and his dad thought he was nuts. And later, that was where they built the Northwest Arkansas Mall. And so
yeah.
Jim made a lot of money out of that, and then he just kept buying land and kept buying land and kept buying land, so that when his career was over and he started Lindsay and Associates, he had such a head start on every realtor in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah.
And to this day, they are a giant company. In the meantime, he didn't just keep those profits and put in his pocket. You would have never known that Jim Lindsay had any wealth whatsoever. Never dressed up, just a common guy, and evidently gave and gave and gave. I know he was on the Salvation Army board for years. Ray Tucker told the story yesterday of how he raised money for the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, but he just quietly, if somebody had a need, especially those who worked for Lindsay, he would help them out of his own pocket. And then anytime Coach Broyles had a need, he answered. I can remember when, for the practice field, which at that time was just next to Barnhill Arena, that's where you used to practice, David, and they needed a fence. They needed one of the kind of the wrought iron fence, which is more expensive than the wood fences, and called Jim Lindsay, and the next week it was built. And Houston Nutt tells the story of when he'd go in and ask Coach Broyles for something, as he was leaving, he'd hear Coach Broyles say, "Danita, get Jim Lindsay on the phone for me." And the next thing you know, whatever Houston had asked for got done. And as you well know, when they built the museum in the Broyles Center, Jim Lindsay and Jerry Jones basically paid for that. And that's why the statue of the two of them. I don't know where that statue is today.
It's
but
a shame.
It was,
sticking in a closet somewhere. Let me bring it to Justin. I don't know. And Roger, I know we discussed this on the show. That's why hearing all this about Jim Lindsay now, you understand the controversy about the U of A not offering the Lindsay kid out of Fayetteville a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
that
my
was
belief.
Totally was, stupid.
Yeah,
awful,
I just
bad mistake.
You know, when you have a guy that's on the national championship team, and he's given and given, and he's a prominent person, with the athletic program. You give the grandson the scholarship. I don't care if he doesn't start. You give it to him. The guy's given back for 50 years. Find a place for him on the deal.
And don't the kids start at Minnesota?
Yes, he starts at Minnesota
as a redshirt freshman.
Yeah. I mean,
as a redshirt freshman.
And I just
he's good.
I get you. I get
and he
it.
He doesn't throw interceptions.
Right.
He doesn't throw interceptions.
So here's
Arkansas threw lots of them last year.
Let me finish. So I get it that he didn't fit maybe the offense or whatever the style is. It's still you make the offer. You give him you say we want you here. Don't know if you're going to start now, but we're giving you the scholarship. We're going to get. I mean, that's what if there's anybody that's ever played up there. You know, he's the guy that would deserve to get one.
But don't you remember how those people gave the administration, the coaching staff, such flack when Jerry Jones's grandson, though, Stephen's son, ends up getting a scholarship at Arkansas?
Yeah.
All because of favoritism.
Yeah.
All because of the last name.
You know what? I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with
Greg Lindsay getting a scholarship.
Yeah, and this kid though, obviously was a pretty good quarterback. I'm not saying that Jones' son was a good high school quarterback. I don't think he was as good as the Lindsay kid is playing.
I think Lindsay deserved a scholarship regardless.
And I'm generally not the type to say, well, we're going to do that. But with that kind of deal,
Doesn't Bama do that with pageant winners?
Can
we say one more time? He doesn't throw interceptions. Do you think Arkansas might have won more games last year if they didn't throw interceptions?
You can say who
fits the style and everything else. He is not a turnover-type quarterback. And so, anyway, by now, and you think about it, with the change, and maybe he would have played. I don't know, but with the change, and you're sitting there with two quarterbacks every day. Trey Biddy tells us, "I don't know about the quarterback." What if Drake Lindsey was there and he had played some last year? You think you'd feel better about the quarterback? But nonetheless, yeah. And let me just say this also: John David's a good friend of mine, and Lindy Lindsey's a good friend of mine. So it's John David's son, and he's been very supportive. He said, "John," he said, "Drake is very happy at Minnesota.
Yeah,
he loves the coaches there. They do understand that God is involved in everything that they do, and that's why he's there. And to the Lindsey's credit, they have not pulled any of their support to the athletic department. I don't think they've increased it, but they haven't pulled it.
Yeah.
And so, but was John David's, were his feelings hurt? Yeah, deeply. So anyway, that's another subject for another day. You guys are talking to coaches. What I was thinking also, is all these coaches, they change. I was saying how many coaches since 1976. You got four new ones this year. And you know what? In two or three years, you'll have four new ones. And then you'll have four more new ones. And they keep changing. But how about a guy like Will Stein, who yesterday Randy said, "Man, I love this guy. He's really exciting," saying that Kentucky's going to win because of him.
Yeah.
Ever heard a coach say that?
Yeah.
Now, Cignetti said he's a winner. I guess maybe he's getting in the same track, but... And Kentucky is just like Arkansas. If they think Kentucky can win, why can't Arkansas?
Yeah, it's I don't know if Justin, if you know much about Will Stein. He was a Broyles Award finalist at Oregon. He's a sharp guy. Yeah, he's a sharp guy. Good offensive mind. And I forgot, to be honest with you. Do want to thank Edwards Food Giant for sponsoring Rick too. I'd forgotten that Stoops had been in this league longer than Kirby Smart as a head coach. He was on his 13th year at Kentucky. But just could not get over the hump. So I think that was probably an understandable move to try to get somebody else. But no, that Stein had not been on anybody's radar because he had not been a head coach. And so I don't blame Kentucky for rolling the dice and seeing he's young. He's an offensive mind. So I don't think that's a bad idea at all.
But we'll see. And in 3 years, they'll either love him or fire him.
Of course, too, I was talking about yesterday or today. We have Clark Lee, the coach from Vanderbilt. You know, his first year, he goes 2-10. Second year, 5-7, goes back to 2-10 the third year. So you're thinking he's not going to make it. All of a sudden, boom, he goes 7-6, and then last year they go 10-3, and so that's a pretty remarkable job. That's a hard place to win. And then coming in today,
he hired.
He hired
a head coach and a team.
Yeah, that's right.
From a university. not to discredit him, but I guess I am.
Smart move. We'll see. And also, we were talking. He got the number one quarterback recruit right in the South. I don't know if they paid for him or what, but they got the top rated five star.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they paid him. I just don't know if that was the determining factor is why they got him. Also, Shane Beamer is here today. There's some heat on Shane Beamer. You know, if you go back and look at his record, you know, he sort of did what Bielema did, not Bielema, but Sam, and both of them. You had a 9-win season, so you think, oh, this thing's turning. Then you sort of start taking some steps back, and so there's some pressure on him. He'll be here today. Just had Alex Golish right beside our man Trey Schaap. They both stared at each other.
Yeah, they waved at each other.
They gave each other a stare down.
Stare down?
We did not
stare. Trey
Schaap
is staring down Golish?
No.
Hey, Trey. Trey, did you
get a chance?
I love
how Basil likes to stir the pot.
Hey, Trey, are you going to ask him Trey Biddy's question?
No, I'm not going to ask him if he thinks in Russian.
And he was speaking Russian a moment ago to On Three.
No.
I heard him.
No.
Yeah.
Was
he?
Yeah,
he was speaking Russian, Rick. I couldn't understand. I could not understand a word he was saying. He said, "I'm thinking in Russian, and now I'm speaking in Russian."
Maybe that's what happened. He agreed to be the Arkansas coach in Russian, but not in English.
Did he say "Das Vidanya" when he left?
Okay, very nice. So listen to this real quick. Listen to the winning numbers of Kirby Smart as a head coach. So his first year, he wins 8. Second year, he wins, the national championship. He wins 13, 11, 12, 8, 14, 15, 13, 11, 12. So in the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the last 5 years, he wins 14 games, 15 games, 13 games, 11 games, and 12 games. Good Lord of mercy. They got he's a great coach.
Yeah.
He is, and they got great.
But he's got great resources.
That's right. They got eight. Justin, I don't know if you knew this. Rogers heard me said they've got 8 returning starters on defense in a time and place.
Oh my
good grief!
Where you don't get many that many. They got 8. You know, all American.
Yeah, you think they're going to be all right on defense?
And they got a great quarterback.
How many of them have speeding tickets?
Oh, I know they do that very well.
League record.
Yeah, they do that very well. And then they got Gunnar Stockton. I think that's the name. You know, very experienced Gunner. Quarterback. So they're going to be. You know, we get them at 11 o'clock on the third week.
Third week, after Utah.
Yeah. Rick, all right, buddy. Got to let you go. Thanks to Edwards Food Giant, and appreciate your comments about Jim Lindsay. And listen, Randy is second 14-hour day today. How about that? What's that double? That's, double R's doing that, man. Look at him.
Good job, Randy. Way to go.
Got to get ready, babe. Got to get ready.
Proud
get
of Double R.
He's
Shap doing 14 hours, too. All right, Rick. Thanks, buddy. Wow. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a super Tuesday down there.
Thanks, Rick. Have a great rest of your day.